Back here, Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, Titans training camp here with you. And our training camp coverage is presented by Parman Energy, your one-stop petroleum solution. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you. We say hello to David Long Jr., Titans linebacker, who's been nice enough to come over to our table after practice. And we were just talking, David, that a little hot out there today, but how did it feel going up against the Cardinals?
It felt good. I knew I had some good backs to go up against in one-on-one, so I knew it was going to be some good work. That was one thing I wanted to improve on from last week. And then, 707, I knew, we can get some little scramble drills with number one, stuff we haven't worked. And, looking at what we playing against and just building on top of that, improving every week. It's been good.
You obviously saw them last year, in the regular season. Yeah. But Kyler being such a dynamic quarterback, like you were saying, that he can move around. I mean, how does that prepare you, as a linebacker going up against a QB like that?
It prepares me a lot. I played in the Big 12, so I played against Kyler my whole college career. And then I was out last year against AZ week one.
That's right.
I know as far as extended plays, and just covering for, a longer amount of time, that's just work we need, because that's what we've been playing against, this year as far as mobile quarterbacks go.
Do you feel like that? And coach doesn't like to talk about last year at all, but you got to build a momentum, and you guys have put something really good together with this defense. How do you feel like that's progressed since you started training camp a few weeks ago to now getting ready for the last preseason game?
I think us as a group, we've just gotten closer, getting the feel for how we've been playing off each other. And, as far as, getting, Nico back and, stuff like that, as far as, just keep improving on the small things now, knowing we have the pieces, just keep improving on the small things, just keep building that, that defense.
We're talking with Kevin Long Jr., Tennessee Titans.
David Long.
David Long. I don't know. I'm thinking Kevin Long. He was a teammate of mine. Kevin Long was. But David Long Jr., linebacker. For the Tennessee Titans. Now, David, this defense came on at the beginning of the season, and it just started to be a dominant defense. And not just that front four, but you guys as linebackers, and then they add in Cunningham. What has he brought to this linebacking core that you guys are so impressed about?
Just as far as that tenacity, that dog mentality, as far as coming downhill, not being scared to take on blocks, and also being able to, have that speed, to run from sideline to sideline. I think, we play, we have some similar things that we play alike. And I think that's one thing as far as being a dog, and just going down and, just actually playing ball, see ball, get ball, and we'll worry about the rest later.
Now, you're in a really good situation because not only do you have Dupree on one side, you got Harold Landry on the other.
Yeah.
How have you benefited from those two guys being on the field with you?
I think as far as us just working together, being my time here, they drop out in coverage sometimes with me. So as far as our communication, we have to be one, because I talk to them a lot, playing the certain defense we play. As far as we help each other, as far as getting each other off blocks or whether it's communication, I think, it's an all-in-one thing.
Okay. Now, David, you talked about – being in the 707 and having to cover the running backs. Is that a part of your game that you evaluated a lot last year and that you really worked on in the offseason?
I feel like, just being just short area quickness, I think I've improved every year in all certain aspects of my game, so that was one thing I just wanted to keep getting better at as far as zone. I think you never get as far as to your full potential. I feel like every year you're still trying to get better and better. You're never a complete, person. It's always something you can work on. So, just picking certain things up, watching film, just continuing to build on those things, and translate it to the field.
We're talking to David Long, the Tennessee Titans. And, David, you mentioned in college in the Big 12 playing against Kyler Murray, but you had to get a lot of reps coverage-wise because that league is just so wide open. I'm sure that really helped you prepare for this type of game in the pros, because when you flip on a Big 12 game, you're expecting that 45-41. You have to define good defense in your mind a little differently than some.
No, for sure. As far as that spread is also, being an open field more, I feel like I was already prepared for that sort of thing. Just translating that thing to the league, as far as facing these types of offenses where, you're going to have to be able to, tackle in space, be able to cover more ground, than usual.
You guys played in a lot of high-scoring games. So what is that like as a defensive guy where you know the offense is going to probably go out there and score in 1 or 2 minutes. You're just going to be going up and down. It's like a basketball game a little bit. So what's the mentality, or what was the best mentality? Well, I was trying to understand how success works there.
As far as college
goes? Yeah, because you might give up 35 points, but if you get a couple of interceptions and if you get a couple of big stops, that's good defense.
Yeah, well, that didn't happen on the regular for me. It wasn't too many guys scoring 35, whether it was probably Oklahoma or who else was in that? Probably Texas, but other than that.
So it was like one or two teams.
Yeah, one or two, maybe. You know, but I'll face the Heisman dude every year, Baker, maybe Kyler. Whoever else was there. No, but that thing, you know, as far as like, we go to those games, of course, like just hold them and stuff like that. But I had a good offense too, you know, so it really wasn't, you know, too much of a worry. They was going to have to feel me either way.
I was talking to Derek about this. These practices where, you know, you've done a lot of the work so far, you can almost see that first game where it's for real, but there's still some work that's got to be done.
Yeah.
How do you try to come in every day with something to work on? You're becoming a veteran now. You've been through it. You know you're going to be on this team. But what do you try to stay sharp with and get better?
I think now that I just, as far as just knowing my position, not just knowing mine, but also knowing everybody else's jobs on the field, you know, so I can communicate and play faster. You know, and another thing, just, you know, staying on top of my health. You know, as far as, like, you know, longevity in this season, you know, that was a big thing for me. So, you know, staying on top of the little things and also being able to come out here, you know, and just keep learning, finding little things to get better at, like I mentioned earlier, as far as, like, you know, one-on-one and stuff like that.
We had a great discussion of our favorite get-back coach from the past. Did you ever have a great football coach from youth, a get-back coach, just the fun guy that was the energy guy that filled that role?
Yeah, for sure. I would say Daryl McCluskey. He was my little league coach.
Like, okay. Did he have a name? Did he have a nickname or anything like that?
No. Okay. It was just Coach Dink. That was his nickname. D-I-N-K. Dink. Yeah. That was his nickname. No, but that was my little league coach. I think that was where I learned from, like, he threw me in the fire with the older kids. You know, we just playing hamburger. No, I just had to man up as far as, like, you know, taking on, even if I was to lose, you know, as far as getting back up, you know, still being able to go at it. I feel like that was where that dog mentality came in, you know, at a younger age.
He's David Long Jr. joining us, Titans linebacker. All right, what's kind of the last thing for you that you want to try and shore up, you know, as you go through the rest of the week of practice and then the preseason?
I think we're just trying to finish off this week, you know, healthy, and also, you know, improving on the things that I seen last week, you know, as far as in practice, seeing those little things, and just I might plan it. I'm not sure as far as the game goes, but if I was able to get out there, improve on these things I seen in practice this week, you know, and just going to the season ready to go.
Now, I've always wondered about that with this, the league now, because, you know, when I was playing, it was 4 preseason games, and you may have played a couple of plays the first preseason game, a quarter the second preseason game, and then the third preseason game, you got a half and maybe even a series after half. Yep. Now is a little bit different. They condensed it down to 3 games, and they're really conscious of taking care of their starters. But I've always wondered, how does the starters feel? You know, because you want to be out there playing, but you understand that, hey, I can't afford to get injured either.
Right. That's as far as when I see my dogs out there, you know, when I was able to be at the game this week, just feeling that, you know, because I know how I was my rookie year. It was a big thing for me, so I don't take it lightly. You know, when I was still out there, as far as like the younger kids, younger guys, Chance and Gibby, you know, just being able to see them, you know, live their dream. You know, we worked so hard to get to this point. You know, so it's good being out there to see it. You know, and if I get a chance, you know, I'm going to still be able to go out there and, you know, show, you know, what I can do as well.
David, appreciate the time today. Best of luck the rest of the week. And, hey, it's almost here. You'll be taking on the Giants here in a couple of weeks.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.